This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We're causing some trouble.
You've created quite a shit show, my friend.
Ain't that the truth?
And we're looking for a good lawyer.
You can't control yourself in my office. How are you going to control yourself in court?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, March 13th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Everything Everywhere All at Once won almost everything everywhere, all of the Oscars. On Sunday, the multiverse family dramedy won Best Picture, Director for Daniels Kwan and Scheinert, Lead Actress Michelle Yeoh, Supporting Actor Ki-Hui Kwan, and Supporting Actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Whale star Brendan Fraser took home the Best Actor trophy. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio won for Animated Feature, while All Quiet on the Western Front won the International Feature Oscar. Jimmy Kimmel oversaw Hollywood's Biggest Night for the third time. The ceremony included performances by Rihanna, Sophia Carson, and Lady Gaga, who was previously announced to not be performing. Lenny Kravitz led the In Memoriam, which was introduced by John Travolta, who paid tribute to his late Grease co-star Olivia Newton-John. We also got a Four Weddings and a Funeral reunion with Hugh Grant and Andy McDowell, who presented together. Halle Berry joined last year's Best Actress winner Jessica Chastain to present that category, as well as Best Actor, which per tradition should have been Will Smith. He, of course, is banned from the Oscars for 10 years as part of his punishment for slapping Chris Rock on stage at last year's ceremony. To check out our best and worst moments, as well as other highlights from the 95th Oscars, including the red carpet and after parties, we have you covered at EW.com. In other news, Scream 6 scared up enough money to top the box office this weekend, opening at number one with an estimated $44.5 million, a best for that franchise. Creed 3 held its own in the box office ring, earning another $27.1 million for second. 65, starring Adam Driver, debuted in third with $12.3 million. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, dropped to fourth with $7 million, and Cocaine Bear rounds out the top five with $6.2 million. From Philadelphia to Studio 8H, Abbott Elementary creator and star Quinta Brunson will host the April 1st episode of Saturday Night Live with musical guest Lil Yachty. And when it comes to setting world records, Shakira's streams don't lie. The Colombian pop star just broke 14 Guinness World Records with Music Sessions Volume 53, her collaboration with Argentinian DJ and producer Bizarrap. Among them, Shakira now holds the records for most streamed Latin track on Spotify in 24 hours with 14,393,324 streams, the most viewed Latin track on YouTube in 24 hours at 63 million hits, the fastest Latin track to reach 100 million views on YouTube, 2 days and approximately 22 hours, and the most streamed Latin track on Spotify in 1 week with 80,646,962. To date, Shakira is a 17-time Guinness World Records title holder. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Well, folks, the characters on our number three pick today are living with a new normal. On the new episode of All American, Olivia is struggling with the loss of her father and attempting to stay sober with the help of her friends and family. Her pain is starting to mount, and she looks to Spencer for comfort as he's helped her time and time again to heal. And even though she's cautious to not burden him, their friendship is strong enough to withstand anything. Take a listen to this sneak peek.
You're probably wondering why I didn't call you over this morning.
You called who you needed?
No. I called who I didn't think I'd be burdening. You saved my life enough times, Spencer. It didn't feel fair to lay this at your feet, too, after everything.
That night at the hospital, after I got shot, you thanked me for saving your life. You remember what I said?
You said anytime.
And I meant it. So how bad's it been?
Last night was the worst of it. That's why I'm searching for clarity today. I miss him so much.
I know.
Oh my God. My dad used to love pop-up carnivals. I called them death traps in the making, but he always used to say they were like roses that bloom in concrete. A beautiful surprise. What do you do?
You got 45 minutes before you meet him, right? Trust me.
I mean, who doesn't love a good pop-up carnival? You can watch the emotional new episode of All American tonight at 8 on the CW.
Number 2.
We're headed to court for the new episode of Perry Mason. Now, in case you missed it, the new season of the HBO drama series premiered last week, but you can catch up before tonight's new installment on HBO Max. It is 1930s Los Angeles. The criminals are seedy, and so are some of the lawyers. Private investigator turned lawyer Perry Mason, played by Matthew Reese, is reeling from his previous case, and now he has to move on to a new one, which is apparently the murder trial of the century. Have a listen to what's to come this season.
After an extensive manhunt, Rafael and Mateo Gallardo were arrested for the murder of Brooks McCutcheon.
These savages have no place in our civilized society.
And I will not rest until justice is done.
My name is Luisa Gallardo. My nephews were arrested. They aren't killers.
You want to help us?
One of those boys gets McCutcheon with a single shot at distance. That makes sense to you?
I want to hear your side of the story.
Our side is we didn't do it.
LA's got themselves the perfect patsies.
Two Mexican kids ready-made to go from the front page of the Gallows in 10 seconds flat.
Game ain't never gonna be fair.
They can slide the nooses around their own necks. I think that sounds fair.
Clearly you and I have a slight disagreement on what's fair.
You feeling lucky?
You have to understand what Brooks's death has done to his good name.
It's important. Mason knows the price for digging into my son. Light, when it focuses,
burns right to the very ground.
When you build the whole place, you get to make the whole rule book.
What happens when we dig into who's really behind this?
This case feels bigger than me.
We need to be smarter than they are evil.
You know, I don't really like investigators who step in places they aren't welcome. Especially shadowy ones.
Brooks was into something big.
And that's just the start.
We could take down some of the biggest names in this city.
There's power in the truth, don't forget that.
Work the body, and the head will fall.
You're starting to sound like Mason.
What do you do when it's all too much?
We're the only thing standing between them boys and the news.
We'll die in here.
I want to finish what I started.
I will burn you.
I don't know how to fight this case.
You know what I like about this town? No one tells you what was. Only what can be.
Let's forget about where we were. Let's start with where we are.
Mr. Mason.
What do we know?
Objection! Complete speculation!
Well, if the Great Depression wasn't enough, now Mason will have a whole caseload more to deal with. You can watch the new episode of Perry Mason tonight at 9 on HBO and streaming on HBO Max.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Matthew Reese is not the first to play brooding lawyer Perry Mason. The original series aired from 1957 to 1966 and starred who? William Hopper, Robert Redford, or Raymond Burr? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kate.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, 46 years ago, on March 15, 1977, Three's Company made its debut on ABC. The sitcom, which ran for 8 seasons, starred John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, and Joyce DeWitt as Jack Tripper, Chrissy Snow, and Janet Wood, respectively, playing three platonic roommates in Santa Monica, California. It made stars of the lead trio, though Somers left at the end of season 5 after a salary dispute. Ritter won an Emmy for his work in the show's final season.
Number one.
From one good Samaritan to another, it's time for the new episode of The Good Doctor. Now, tonight's episode is titled The Good Lawyer, and it will serve as somewhat of a backdoor pilot for the new character, Dr. Murphy's lawyer, Joni DeGroot. Kennedy McMahon plays the intelligent young attorney who is eager to help, but also has some roadblocks to overcome, like her obsessive-compulsive disorder. Here is the actress explaining why she's looking forward to bringing an accurate representation of living life with OCD to TV.
I have a new lawyer.
I have a new client. I'm Kennedy McMahon. I play Joni DeGroot in The Good Lawyer, embedded pilot in this season's The Good Doctor.
I think we're doing something meaningful with The Good Doctor, and the network wanted to expand that.
Being able to see the new relationships that are emerging between Joni and Dr. Sean Murphy, it's so special.
Most people's brains prioritize details, weed out what seems unimportant. My brain doesn't.
This seems like a good time for a break.
I think my character is both a champion of Kennedy McCann's character, Joni, but is also a lawyer and very realistic about what are her challenges and what are her strengths.
You can't control yourself in my office. How are you gonna control yourself in court?
She is unique. She's eager and excitable and whip smart. And a part of that is because she has obsessive compulsive disorder.
She has repetitive intrusive thoughts that cause excessive anxiety, which she manages with ritual behavior.
And when you say lack of experience...
This will be her first trial.
I think it's a really wonderful opportunity to get some insight into what people with OCD live with every day. I grew up with OCD, with debilitating OCD. And am now, you know, I've recovered a lot since then, but it's a huge part of who I am. So to be a part of something that on this scale is representing OCD, I knew very early on. I would love to be a part of it, to bring hopefully what is a genuine and a nuanced look at what it's like to live with OCD.
You got to respect that. And by the way, you also heard there Felicity Huffman. This episode marks her return to television after the college admissions scandal. You can watch the new episode of The Good Doctor, or should we say The Good Lawyer, tonight at 10 on ABC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which actor played Perry Mason in the original series? William Hopper, Robert Redford, or Raymond Burr? That would be the last one there, Raymond Burr. The Canadian actor played Mason in the series, as well as many TV movies in the years after, all the way up until his death in 1993. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
One, two, three.
Watch.